I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad or angry.
Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him, Jug?
Just calm down, maybe. Cool off, cool down.
If you've been working very hard, you say you are very...
tired.
If you are very, very tired, you say you are all
tuckered out.
You're already back in the easy chair like you are right now. I'm completely...
rested.
Exhausted.
He came home early from school because he
was sick.
But she'll be up again
by tomorrow, maybe, or in the morning, something like that.
How about this one? But you don't have to worry. He'll be well again.
In time to go somewhere.
You ever use the term by and by?
By and by.
What does that mean?
That means sometime in the future.
Not used much anymore?
I don't think.
Somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running. You say he?
Taking a cold, I guess.
And he's got a cold. When he talks, he sounds kind of...
kind of hoarse.
He's got a little...
wheezy.
And what did he go? And
a cough.
I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
tired.
What else? Time to go to bed.
Sleepy.
And at 6 o'clock, I'll
get up.
He's
6 o'clock
sleeping.
In the morning.
You better go. Needs to get up. You better go.
Better go to bed early.
Well, you gotta go get him up. What are you gonna say? You better go.
Go eat breakfast, I reckon.
Go get him up. What would you say?
Have to go to work.
He's still sleeping. Better go wake him up.
Better go wake him up.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you your medicine?
Why haven't you taken?
Somebody who can't hear well is a little...
a little hard to hear.
You've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how
I'm sweating.
A lump on your yarn. On your arm with a big cord in it is a...
what was that question now?
You got a lump on your arm and it's got a big cord in it. What's it called?
That's a rhizome.
What if it's got more than one cord?
It's a carbuncle.